Well, thank you again. Choir, musicians, everyone, thanks. This has been such a upbeat service that may seem a little odd if I start off by telling you a story about one big, huge mess, but that's what I'm going to do. Happened 2 years ago, on the last Sunday of January 2009, I was gearing up for a Sunday service at which our speaker would be the man who at that time was the president of our Unitarian Universalist Association, the Reverend William Sinkford. I usually come down here on Saturdays just to kind of see if everything is set for the next day. And so around the middle of the day on that Saturday, before this service, I came walking through the door back there, and I was greeted by a sight that my eyes at first refused to recognize. Over here on these steps and kind of spreading almost to the pulpit was a huge mess consisting of broken glass, pieces of wood, and large quantities of snow and ice. A large sheet of snow and ice had cascaded off the parish house roof, and instead of dropping straight down the way it usually does, I think it must have had just enough momentum behind it to carry it right through that window leading the site I just described. Also, pleased to say measures have been taken since then to reduce the likelihood of its happening again. Well, after standing at the back and staring in disbelief for about 10 seconds, and then coming down to inspect the damage, I did what any reasonably minded person would do in that situation, which is to say I called Mike Wilt. And I explained to him what had happened pretty much the way I just did to you, and for the rest of my life, I will never forget his response, which was to say, "Wow, that's exciting." I had a few words of my own in mind to describe the situation. Exciting was not among them. Well, Mike was here about a half hour later, and one or the other of us recalled that Billy Parker had a big industrial type of vacuum cleaner that would suck up water. So we shoveled up all the debris using every garbage can we could find on the premises. Billy vacuumed the rug until it looked like nothing had touched it at all. Mike took a few measurements, headed off to Home Depot, came back with a couple sheets of plywood that fit in the window just the way we needed to do to get it boarded up. And I would say probably within about 3 hours or so of when I had first walked through the door back there, we were good to go for next day's Sunday service. I love being the minister of a church where a member can see a challenge, however daunting, and call it exciting. Well, I thought about that Sunday afternoon as when the theme for this year's stewardship campaign and pledge drive was put forth, doing all we can. For I think that phrase captures the spirit that Mike and Billy demonstrated on that afternoon. It's the same kind of spirit I see in so many of you in this congregation, which is to say that when something needs to be done or would enhance the life of our community if it were done, you jump in and you do it. And you do all you can to accomplish whatever the task or the project or the commitment is. Doing all we can is what we're about around here. And it applies to this year's stewardship campaign just as it does to so many other areas of our congregational life and activities. I should throw in a caveat. You're not being asked to clean up a mess in either a literal or a metaphorical way this morning. I'll admit that my one big mess story as an analogy for a pledge drive does get a little bit shaky on that score. But I'd ask you to consider this story in a greater sense, in a larger sense. That larger sense being that you are now asked to respond to an exciting challenge and do so with the same spirit and dedication that so many of you show so often in so many areas of our church's life. It's a challenge that may not sound as exciting as many of the other things we undertake around here, like the band you saw there playing this morning, all those exciting kinds of things. It's a challenge, as I say, that may not sound as exciting as many of the other things we undertake here. But it's important that we accomplish it so that all the other exciting things that really do turn us on can continue to happen. And the challenge, as I'm sure you know, is to conduct a stewardship campaign and a pledge drive that will maintain our financial health and stability as yet another fiscal year approaches. To get it down to dollars, I'll do this very briefly. Our Board of Trustees is aiming to have $245,000 be the pledge-based portion of our overall operating budget for the 2011-2012 fiscal year, which begins on June the 1st. And I would imagine to simply just toss that figure out there the way that I did sounds pretty daunting. But let's give it some context. Let's put it in a context. For the figure actually represents a quite reasonable, your Board of Trustees thinks also doable, increase of 5% over our current pledge base for this year, which is $233,000. We know we can do that much. We're doing it right now. And as I say, well, this is about as much dollar talk as I feel I need to give you. Ellen and Dave will probably also be addressing it. I'm going to close my part of my morning's presentation on a more personal note. While not every single day for me is an up day when it comes to being your minister, I can say that because I doubt there's a career or calling out there that consists of nothing but up days. And if you're in one, let me know about it. But I do conduct my ministry with an ongoing and abiding sense of deep gratitude. I witness the many ways in which you care about each other, you show your love and your concern for each other. It's amazing. I witness the ways you engage in your many and varied journeys of the Spirit, sharing thoughts and ideas with each other in covenant groups or other study and discussion series, as well as just the many informal conversations that go on here. I witness how you extend our Unitarian Universalist principles and values out into the larger world, both by way of our outreach collections and the many other ways you involve yourselves in the life of our greater community, how you speak to the many important issues of our day. I witness your committee work, how so many of you take on tasks that just plain have to be done. I witness how you have fun together, how you enjoy one another's company. I witness all that and much more. And I realize that I did make the right choice when it comes to the career and calling which I first began, which I've been engaged now for some 40 years. I guess at my age, it better have been the right choice, hadn't it? At my age, it's a good thing to know. There's something.
And then the choir's going to sing, and then we're going to share joys and really, really all feel them in the room. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that when we do joys and concerns, you could hear a pin drop in this place? And we wait and listen for those joys like they are our joys. And then when we do concerns, those are our concerns. We sit there and listen to them and think, oh, that's terrible. That could be me, or that's my friend, or that happened to me too. Or it's as if it is happening to us too, and afterwards we go, we'll find you, and somebody comes up to you and says, oh, I think maybe I can help, or good luck with that, or boy, just, right? And, you know, I'm going to say other stuff, but this is why we're here. This is why we have a pledge drive. This is why we go through the whole process. Now, my grandmother always said you should never talk about religion, politics, money, or sex in a public place. I'm going to ignore her advice today, because it's time we broke the last taboo. We talk about religion here, you know, it's kind of church, we do that from time to time. Sometimes we drift into politics, you know, a little bit of drift. So today, I want to talk about sex. All right, now that I've got you thinking about that and not the pledge parking spot,